Welcome to Shomar Shomar and the Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf Tzadik Vov. The Mishnah Mudav tells us the difference between Pesach and Mitzrayim, the Pesach that were done in the first year when they went out of Mitzrayim, and Pesach Doiris, the Pesach that we have every 100 generation. And one of the requirements of Pesach Mitzrayim is Ne'echol Bechipozot. You have to eat it in a rush. And the Gemara in the end of the Talmud tells us from the Pasuk, you learn from here that only Pesach Mitzrayim you have to eat in a rush, but Pesach Doiris, the other Pesach, we do not have to eat in a rush. And here we have to understand, what's the reason you have to eat Pesach Mitzrayim in a rush? What's the idea of the Chipazon? Why it must be in a rush? Why can't it be slowly? Now, it's Yadua that the Mefarshim bring, brought down the name of the Chidot, the name of the Vilna Gaon, that the concept of the Chipazon was if Am Yisrael would not rush, so then they would go into Chamishim Shari Tumah. There's 50 gates of impurity in the world, and anybody who gets to the 50th gate, he can't come out. Am Yisrael were in the 49th gate, so a little bit more waiting, they would go into the 50th gate of Tumah, and therefore need to be Bechipazon, need to be in a rush, need to rush out in Mitzrayim. The problem with his answer is a few things. One thing is, Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim at the end of the night. They ate the Korban Pesach Bechipazon, as we see in our Gemara, before that. They were supposed to eat it in a rush. They were supposed to eat it fast, even though they had the whole night. And the Gemara has to have a special pasuk to tell you that a regular Pesach don't eat in a rush. So, if the rush is a technical thing, that you need to hurry up not to get to the tumah, what does that have to do with the regular Pesach? And why here there was a rush? They had the same time, like you have to eat every other Korban Pesach. And the Leshem was a very, very big Mekubal, who is also the grandfather of Rav Eliashiv Zatzal. And he speaks about this Dekuda, and he says he completely disagrees with this approach. That the reason why Am Yisrael did not go to Mitzrayim is because they would go to the 50th Shaar of Tumah. Says the Leshem a very simple question. Am Yisrael already experiencing for a while the makos, the plagues that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave on the Mitzrayim. He brings different shittas, but the Mishnah tells us the Mitzrayim was 12 months. It was already a whole year that the Mitzrayim were getting hurt. Am Yisrael did not worship the Mitzrayim already, at least since Rosh Hashanah. Am Yisrael are seeing and witnessing and experiencing Yad Hashem for a very long time. This is already the 10th plague, the 10th mako that Am Yisrael is seeing in their eyes. So you want to tell me that they're still in that level of impurity? They're still in that place where they're one more moment and they'll go down so much? You want to tell me they were not ready to go out of Mitzrayim, they were not on the level to leave Mitzrayim as we spoke about in previous Shurim, okay? But to say that they're in a much worse place than they were before, Lechura, the simple understanding is that now they're already, after a long process, they're already starting to come out of Mitzrayim. They're already seeing Yad Hashem, they're already connecting, they have Emunah. Why now it needs to be Bechipazon? So therefore the Leshem explains something else. And that seems to fit with our Gemara very nicely. Says the Leshem, the reason why Am Yisrael had to eat Korban Pesach Bechipazon was, as we spoke about earlier in the previous Shiurim, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael would not Roy to leave Mitzrayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to reveal his Kedusha from above, not based on their deeds, but it was what's called Isaruso de Leilo, an awakening from above. Am Yisrael did not do anything, and Hashem did it for them. He gave them all the Kedusha and all the Tahara, all the greatness that they didn't really deserve. And they were able to go on Mitzrayim, not in their level. So the way the Leshem says it, if that would stay, if that would remain for a while, so then that would mean that Am Yisrael would be in a place where they don't belong. And someone who's in a place that doesn't belong, the way the Leshem says it, he loses his free will. And the more simple understanding of what he's saying, trying to say, it comes out later in his words. When a person is not in a place where he built himself to get there, it's not based on his maisim, on his deeds. So then, if he's there, he's going to lose his whole self-entity. What are we doing in this world? We need to achieve something in this world that we can't get for free. As the Ramchal tells us, the only reason we're in this world, so Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us Olam Haba for no work. Should not be Nehama Dikisufa, free bread. So if Am Yisrael is standing in Mitzrayim, they're going on Mitzrayim, they're going to be in that level of such a high level of Kedusha, and that's what they're going to remain in that level. So then, that level means that they're going to lose their own identity, and they're going to lose their free will, which defines a human being. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you're going to be there, but you have to do it in a rush. What's the idea of a rush? So I once heard, the pshat is when a person is in a place where he doesn't belong, you go into a room, and this is not the place you have to be, what do? You run out. Running out is a declaration, I do not belong here. Not that I don't have time to be here, but I'm declaring this is not my level. And that's why Am Yisrael did b'chipazon, to show that's not their level. When you get to Pesach, the next generations, then Am Yisrael deserving it. So that's why it's not anymore b'chipazon. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.